Today is the 20th of November 2016. And today we're going to be talking about mystery. Mystery. Mystery is defined as something that's hard to understand. In doctrinal terms, something that is revealed by divine unction or divine revelation. And we know that in the Bible, this term is used 22 different times. In Mark 4:11, the first instance of mystery is used, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Well, who's he speaking of when he's speaking of unto you? Well, he was speaking to his disciples, and I believe that he's also speaking to all of his elect. Because God reveals to his elect the mysteries of the kingdom. God reveals to his people what he's done for them in Christ. And isn't that the true mystery of the kingdom? There's a lot of dispensationalists that try to separate out the kingdom of God from the Old Testament saints and from the bride of Christ and from the church and everything else. That's part of the, he says unto them that are without. Am I saying dispensationalists or those that are without? Well, they're without proper understanding when they say that the Old Testament saints were saved differently than the New Testament saints. That's for certain. And the mystery of the kingdom of God is to those that are within. But to those without, that's why he gave them parables, so they wouldn't understand the mystery of the kingdom of God. In 11:25 Romans, he says, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Why have all these years, over the hundreds of thousands of years for the most part, since Christ's ascension back to heaven, have the Jews been so adamantly opposed to Christ? I had a Orthodox Jewish social worker that I used to work with say that, well, I guess she was Reformed Jewish. She said they would spit on the ground if anyone mentioned Jesus Christ. This is a mystery, he says, that blindness in part to Israel has happened until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. In the 16th chapter of Romans, the 25th verse, it says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. This is saying that since the world began, there's been a mystery that's been kept secret. And what is this mystery? Well, the mystery is the gospel. And what is the gospel? The good news that Jesus Christ saves his people from their sins by giving himself on the cross as a perfect sacrifice, as their sin bearer, as their mediator, as their advocate. 1 Corinthians 2:7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, you know, that's quite a statement, is it not? What he's saying there is God ordained before the world that this be a mystery. The gospel of Jesus Christ be a mystery. He ordained it before the world. But he revealed it to us. He revealed it to us. And he revealed it to us by divine revelation through the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, did he not? Do you remember when the mystery was revealed to you? I do. It began to unravel, didn't it? As we began to study the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit brought light and liberty to life in the light of the gospel. And we began to see that Christ came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. We began to lay hold and believe, and we know where that came from. We know where faith came from. And this is part of the revelation, is it not? That God reveals himself through giving us the belief and the faith to lay hold upon it. We speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world was unto our glory. This revelation which was kept secret since the world began. There's a lot of people that think they know all about eschatology. They think they know, exactly when Christ is going to come back, and they think that they know how this whole process of going from transitioning from this world and the next and so on. But he says in 1 Corinthians 15:51, "I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We shall all be changed." We're going to receive a glorified body. We're not going to be stuck in this body of clay. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's what Scripture says, and I'm sure glad it can't. All of the pains, all of the aches and pains, and all of the futility of mind and spirit, all of the things we have to go through in this physical body, we shall all be changed. This revelation of Jesus Christ to his people is a purpose that he purposed in his own counsels, in his own decrees. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. In Ephesians 1:9, he says, "Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself." There's a lot of people that preoccupied with prophecy, and there's a lot of people that are false prophets, aren't they? They try to reveal things to people that are not true, that God has not revealed to them. But here he says that God has made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. And I heard a fellow said one time that prophecy is only a fulfillment of what's already predestined to happen. Amen, brother. Brother Fulton said that. Prophecy is merely a fulfillment of what already is predestined to happen. I like that. He says in Ephesians 3:3, "How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery." By revelation, he has made known unto all of his elect the mystery of Christ. Hereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. So the gospel is also a further revealing and bringing light to the gospel, isn't it? He says in Ephesians 3:9, and to make all men see. Of course, we know he's speaking here of all the elect, because that's who he is addressing, the elect. Those who are chosen in him from the foundation of the world, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Again, there's this aspect of this mystery being hid from the beginning of the world, or even before the beginning of the world. We see that same aspect of this mystery being hid in Corinthians 2:7, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, this mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, so on. He talks about the mystery, another mystery being the Christ and his church. You know, it's a great mystery, Paul says, Ephesians 5:32. I speak concerning Christ and the church. Well, Christ and his elect. Christ and his bride. Christ and his kingdom. You say, well, you can't use all those terms synonymously. Well, why not? I think that it's a great mystery. He says, you know, when we start speaking of the good news of the gospel, who does it apply to? Who does this mystery of the good news of the gospel apply to? Well, it applies to his bride. It applies to the elect. It applies to his church. It applies to his kingdom. Ephesians 6:19, and for me that utterance may given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You know, Paul was very bold in his proclamation of the mystery of the gospel. You know, he said that, and he's the one that spoke this golden chain of salvation. For those for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who hath laid anything to the charge of God's elect? What a revelation of the mystery of God in the gospel. He says in Colossians 1:26, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Do you realize that the mystery of the gospel is revealed to every one of God's people? Not just in the New Testament, but also it was revealed in the Old Testament. Yes, it had been hid from ages and from generations and so on. But it was revealed to David, was it not? It was revealed to Abraham and Moses and Elijah and Daniel. Yes. He says, as it relates to the Gentiles, in Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Which is, what is the mystery? Now he's going to define for you what this great mystery is. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, if Christ has revealed himself to us, then he is definitely our hope of glory, isn't he? We recognize that we are great sinners, We were dead in our trespasses and sin, and we were totally without God in the world. We were totally unable to come to Him. And God, in His unconditional love, shed His love in our hearts. And we were able to see our need of a Savior. And we cried out to our Savior because Christ showed us and gave us the faith to believe that He was the only remedy for our sin. And He made us willing in the day of His power to embrace the gospel. He says in Colossians 2:2 that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of the understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and Father, of the Father and of Christ. There's a lot of people that don't want to talk about assurance, and they want to have a hope. So I hope I'm one of His, but I could never say I'm one of His. Christ said to Peter, "Peter, lovest thou me?" Peter said, "Yes, I love you, Lord." He said, "Peter, lovest thou me?" Finally, third time, Peter said, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Well, not only do we know that we love Christ, but we also know that He has loved us and gave Himself for us. And this is what it's talking here about in this passage regarding this full assurance of the understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. That their hearts and our hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. There is an assurance by those who are Christ's people. He says, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." Colossians 4:3. Withal praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. There has been many people down through the ages who have been persecuted for proclaiming this great mystery of Christ. People don't want to hear it, do they? They don't want to hear, the reprobate doesn't want to hear that he needs a Savior because he doesn't recognize that he's a sinner in need of a Savior. The reprobate wants to depend upon their own free will. They want to depend upon their own abilities. They want to think that they are their own, have their own little kingdom, don't they? They don't want to come under a king. And he says there's not only a mystery of the gospel, but there's also a mystery of the iniquity, isn't there? This whole thing has been a mystery. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. The mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. God's kingdom, God's whole universe, God's whole creation is a mystery. The power of God to speak the worlds into existence by the breath of His mouth. Wow. 1 Timothy 3:9 says, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ came into this world, conceived of the Holy Spirit. For unto us a child was born, unto us a son was given, and the government shall be upon his people. They shall call his name Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit. He said, if I go away, I will send another comforter. Seen of angels. Do you realize that the angels are in heaven with Christ as we speak right now, praising and singing and worshiping Jesus Christ? God was manifest in the flesh, preached unto the Gentiles, and it was foretold that he would be a light unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. God was manifest in the flesh and believed on in the world. Who was he believed on? By his sheep. He told the Pharisees, the reason you do not believe is because you are not of my sheep. You're of your father the devil, and the works of him you will do. But Christ was believed on in the world, and he was believed on for all of those for whom Christ had been given to by the Father, and for whom he came to die for. God was manifest in the flesh and received up into glory. Jesus Christ, they saw him. They witnessed him going up, ascending up into heaven, and were told that he will come back in like manner. Okay. In Revelation 10:7, it says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. Well, you know what? This mystery of the kingdom, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of God, the mystery of the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world, the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, the revelation that he's made known unto us, the mystery of the knowledge of Christ, you know, the mystery of the fact that he had hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. The mystery of Christ and his church. The mystery of the gospel has now been manifest to his saints. And it was hidden from ages and from generations, but it's always been revealed to all of his people. Yes, this mystery that has been made known unto the Gentile elect family. The acknowledgement, the full assurance and understanding of the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. You know, what a wonderful thing to have been revealed to us, his mystery of salvation. His mystery of his completed work, his mystery of granting unto us the imputed righteousness of Christ, not having our own works, not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that shown us mercy and the mystery of the gospel. Well, it is a grand mystery, but it was even more grand when it was revealed to us by his Spirit. When we began to see what God was revealing to us in election, in foreknowledge, in predestination, in just in our calling, in effectual calling, and in justification, and in our final glorification. What a revelation of this mystery to God's people. What a blessing it is to be a recipient of this revelation of the mystery of God. So let us be thankful that God has revealed himself to us, and let us proclaim this mystery. And all those who are ordained to hear it will hear it, and all those ordained to not hear it, their eyes will be blinded and their hearing will be dulled. But God's people will hear his word and will be a recipient of the revelation that is only granted by God himself. May God be with you this day. God bless.